Hello, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kinney. And it's a modern fact that if you want to find someone to date and possibly marry who you are most compatible with, one of the best ways to do that is through online dating. 6 months ago, we chatted with Bob Carroll, one of the co-founders of the most popular LDS dating app. And now, having gained some solid traction, the app has fostered many, many relationships and even a few marriages. Bob and his co-founder, Cooper Boyce, are here with us today to talk about how to get the most out of online dating by putting your best profile forward. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So first of all, what experiences in each of your own relationships and lives led you to create this app?
Well, I was a student at BYU where finding somebody to date is as easy as walking onto campus and talking to somebody on your way to class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I graduated and moved to the desert, both literally and in the dating sense a little bit as well. I realized there just weren't as many options outside of Utah, and so the dating game changed a little bit. And there are a lot of popular dating apps that have appeared over the years, and I realized that trying to use those, you couldn't really do it where there's not a large LDS population because you wouldn't find anybody that you're interested in dating. So I realized there wasn't an LDS dating app and wondered why, and then decided to make one. I didn't know how to make one, but I talked to Bob, and he knows all about that, and that's kind of how it started.
And I was serving in the YSA ward that Cooper was in. My wife and I were teaching a celestial relations class. And thinking, what a great group of people that are in this class. Why isn't everybody just, why don't we just number off 1-2-1-2 and, you know, send them on their way because they're all so wonderful and really fit for each other. And realizing that that's not the culture today. That the culture today is it's going to be a little easier to reach out to somebody without the pressure of everybody in the ward looking at me and maybe be able to do that over technology, over an app. And so when the two ideas collided together, it was really easy to just take off.
So when I started dating my husband, apps had just come out. So I never actually got to experience the joy of online dating. But I think it was interesting. I was talking to some friends about this. It seems like there's a non-denominational Christian app. There's a Jewish dating app. There are lots of these different apps coming up where commonality, common ground is really important because they know that's a huge factor in what makes marriages last. How many success stories have you guys seen from the app so far?
Well, there are 10 that I know of, 10 couples who have gotten engaged. I got a phone call a few days ago from an old friend who told me that he just got engaged to a girl that he met on our app, and that was a really fun call to get.
And what are some other ways that you can measure success with the app? Is it number of users, number of positive interactions that you hear about? What are other ways that you see success?
I'd say one is quantitatively, where you look at the user base and how much they're using it. So we see that nearly half of the users use the app on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so how often are they coming back to it and looking at new profiles or catching up on chats that they had open with people that they might have matched with?
Wow.
And we think that that's really successful, that they're using it that much. I'd say the other one is qualitatively, when you're talking to people that you know and they just want to share with you that they're going on dates. And because I think that that's part of the resurgence is people are going on dates.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quick to say that they were dates that were set up because they met somebody through the app. And it's not uncommon that I'll hear somebody say, yes, I'm going on 2 dates from people that I met through the app. It's not like, hey, I happen to have met one guy.
It's multiple.
It's when they're talking, they're saying, oh yeah, well last week I went on 2 dates and they both came through the app.
That is so great. And obviously dating in this way, you put a unique first impression out there with your profile. Are there some things, I know you vet everyone who comes through before they can create a profile. Are there some common things that you've seen that create successful profiles versus unsuccessful?
I would say really it's not too different from meeting someone in person, the things that make you successful or unsuccessful. It's a little different conveying that through an app, because you have to convey it through a few photos and what you write about yourself. But it seems like people do a pretty good job of selecting pictures of themselves, doing what they're interested in, portray their personality fairly well, I think. And I think those people and personalities who others want to date, if they had met in person, I think the same thing happens when it's over an app.
Does humor seem to help?
Definitely. We review every profile that comes in, and we see a lot of really funny ones. And there's just part of the uniqueness of it being an LDS dating app is people write things like, "Hey, just got back from my mission a month ago, so I'm a little bit awkward."
Mm-hmm.
You just wouldn't do that anywhere else.
That's hilarious. And then when these people, these mutually interested people, do meet in person, do you have any tips on how to make that app impression to the in-person first impression a smooth transition?
Yeah, I think when you meet in person, it really isn't the first impression because you've already made a first impression through the app. And as long as who you portray yourself to be is congruent with who you really are,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty easy transition because in a sense you've already met. People use the app differently, and it's a little bit different if you meet someone who lives 10 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Your people will chat through the app for a little bit and then meet up and go on a date, versus others meet people who live much further away. And in those cases, I think it's pretty common to they'll chat through the app and then maybe FaceTime each other and kind of connect through other means before traveling 1,000 miles to meet up with their match.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I have several friends that I mentioned who use the app, and they've found it's really fun. And it's really nice to, when you meet someone, you kind of already know a few things about them, and you can assume a lot of cultural similarities too, because you're coming from this common cultural and religious ground as well. As in all dating, what if someone isn't interested after a couple of interactions on the app or in-person dates? Do you have any tips on making that a more positive experience than normal?
Well, in thinking about this, dating is a rough sport, and people get hurt.
Yep.
And that's just kind of the reality of it, whether they met originally online or not. And so that time does come in that relationship where it's just time to sign off for some reason. It may be a little bit easier for somebody to send that chat that's a sign off.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all heard of the text breakup, and nobody likes that either. So, you know, I think the reality is that when you realize it's time, you go ahead and have that conversation. But the hope and the wonder is that you have now this huge dating pool. And so I think it helps people move on because they realize that if it didn't work out, that wasn't the last one.
Right.
I'm just going to start swiping again and get back in there. And so I think it gives people great hope.
And it increases their awareness so much, too. I think when I left BYU, I went to Chicago into a tiny singles branch, and I felt very isolated in a lot of ways. And I had dated a few people casually, but I think having something like this just lets you know, no, there is someone out there for everyone. They might not be right here with you, but they could be in Boston or Philadelphia or somewhere else, and you just need to make those little sacrifices to make that work.
And so that's the difference, is now you're on a dating app and everybody's as close to you as your phone is, because you're looking at people and you're getting to know them and understand what their interests are.
Mm-hmm.
And so even in the physical environment, there's these barriers that are just kind of intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like it too, because I think you can avoid those awkward initial get-to-know-you questions when you've already found out what's important to someone through looking at their profile. So it helps avoid a lot of awkwardness, and you can just kind of get right down to the point of, are we going to work out or not? A lot of singles, especially in the LDS church all over the world, are frustrated with the dating culture or lack thereof, and they can feel sometimes like real, true love might not exist for them. What would you say?
I would say that true love absolutely does exist, and I think the harder that it may be or the longer that it takes to find it or create that love, I think the more we value it in the end when we do find it.
And I'd add that being the married one on the team, that it does exist and it's created, and that you're not going to find it on the app. What you will find on the app is somebody who you believe has the potential to, and the desire that you have to create that true love with.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes through years of getting to know each other and participating and sacrificing and raising kids and serving in the church and all the great things we do and the ups and the downs. And that true love exists. True love is created. And we're trying to help people find that person that they want to create it with.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to close today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And he simply put, choose your love and love your choice. Thank you so much for joining us today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.